Hey, this is Chieka calling from Regions Provider Customer Service on a recorded line. I was calling to speak to Sam P, please.
Sam?
Yes, please.
Yeah, just a sec. I'm speaking for Provider's Office. Sam is, let me just look for Sam, he's available or not, just for a sec. By the way, from where are you calling?
I'm calling from Regions Provider Customer Service.
Okay, just a sec. Hello, so can you please hold for just 1 minute or 2 minutes? Sam is somewhere in between of something very, very important in Provider's Office. Hello.
Okay, let's see here. Yes, I'm here. And you said this is going to be the Provider's Office. May I have you verify your Provider Office name, please?
Yes, it's Beacon Cancer Care.
Thank you. And may I have your first name and your last initial?
Yes, sure. It will be Raphael.
Thank you. And thank you so much. And let's see here. For the follow-up, if Sam is not available, is it okay if I leave a reference number and a callback phone number, or are you able to take the follow-up?
Yeah, so just a sec. Sam is in between or something. Okay. Just wait for 1 minute and he will be with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can just please wait for 1 minute or 2 minutes, not more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Good morning. This is Sam. How may I help you?
Hi. Hi. This is Chieka. I'm calling from Regions on a recorded line, and I'll come to you, Sam, and follow up for one of your patients. I have the numbers, first and last name, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go on.
The member's first name is Nathan. Last name is Wozny, W-O-Z-N-Y.
Hold on, just let me check in my system. Can you please spell out the last name?
W as in whiskey, O as in Oscar, Z as in zoo, N as in November, Y as in Yankee.
What's me? Okay. Nathan was new, right?
Yes, and I'm following up for data service 7/16 of 2025.
Okay.
And may I please just have you verify your rendering provider's first and last name, please?
Sure. That would be Dr. Danko Martinsik.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you. And I was following up in regards to the claim that we have here on file. It looks like the night is needing authorization, and then we sent over the authorization that you had provided to us. And the home plan has advised that the CPT Q5110 requires authorization and that they did not locate a valid authorization on file.
Okay, so you want to, what we can do then? Set an appeal?
Yes, you do have the option to, you can submit medical records and we can send them on over for review as an appeal.
But as of today, we have sent this claim for reprocess. Today we did send this claim for reprocess.
This claim was sent for an inquiry to be, or for reach out to the home plan, so that we can reach out to the member's home plan. And
no, what happened today? We called you, and yeah, let me sum up all the information. CPT code Q5110 was denied by Regions Blue Shield of Idaho that you suggested. Why? It was just because of pre-certification and authorization that was absent. Upon checking in our system, we do have an authorization on file. I do have the number, that is 25192, A as an Alpha, L as an Lima, 0114, which is effective from July 17, 2025 till January 12, 2026. But our day of service is July 16, 2025. As we called the Regents Blue Shield of Idaho, one of your representatives explained the entire scenario and representative verified the authorization number and confirmed that the claim has been sent for reprocess. So that's it. We have sent this claim for reprocess. Why should we send that appeal again?
Okay, so you called into Regions Provider Customer Service in regards to the claim denial. The claim denied on our end for needing authorization information. We sent over a request to the home plan today in regards to the authorization 25192AL0114,
mm-hmm.
and the home plan advised mm-hmm. that there was no authorization on file valid for Q5110 because this data service is 7/16 of 25, and you just advised that that authorization was valid 7/17
okay.
through 1.
I got
or, sorry, 7/17 of 25. So at this point, of course. My name is Shieko, that's C as in Charlie, H-E-I-K-O, and my last initials in an O. Did you need help with appeal submission information or guidance?
I want your reference number.
Sure thing. The reference number that I have for the call is 252-230-013-187.
Great. And before that, so now we have to do an appeal, right?
Yes, that is correct. The appeal could be submitted via availability, or I can provide you with the fax number, which is also a preferred method of submitting
yeah.
it.
Go on.
Yes, the fax number is 866-273-1820.
All right. And may I know the TFL for this?
Say that one more time, please.
Timely filing for this appeal?
Oh, yes, let me grab that for you. Okay, thank you so much for waiting while I grab the timely filing. Looks like you are going to be located in the state of Idaho, so you have 12 months from the last most recent process date, which can be found out in the availability.
Which can be sent from today, 12 months, right? Today, you have processed the claim again.
You have, your timely filing is 12 months from the last most recent process date in availability.
Okay. Thank you so much for the information. I do appreciate it as you follow us. And
Of course, no worries. I hope you have a good rest of your day. Yeah, of course. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.